Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say
woo. Breaking
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is the end of the week. It is Friday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShane and Find It Out Friday. We have Tiffany with an eye coming on, hear, see, and say. When it comes down to evil, I hear it, I see it, and I speak on it. I correct it, I change it, and I complete what needs to be done. We also have Carmelita coming with us. That's our nature queen. And get your pencils and pads out, because you know she will have some type of interesting story to share with you today. You know, no people will be driven into the depths of misery. Reach out with dialogue. You are the lamp of great good. No fierce winds can blow out justice and shared struggles. We must rise up and use every challenge. You know, hardships equal springboards to progress. Remain diligent, and prayer, action, and determination should be on the front lines always. And on that note, let's just send some prayer out. Families that have lost loved ones from all of these mass shootings out here, okay? We're going to do that. And June 7th, we will be out there voting for the 2022 midterm election, because things must change. When you see it, when you hear it, you must speak on it, and you must change it. Welcome in, sit back, and let's have a wonderful, wonderful Friday. We have some things for you to find out.
Well, I done been all over the world,
and everybody feels the same. It's a unanimous decision.
All you have to do is ask for it. Exercise your voices out there. Use your power that you were endowed with at birth and make the correct changes. And with us, we got Tiffany with an eye. I correct it, I see it, I change it, and I get the job done. When I hear it, I see it, and I speak on it, especially when it's dealing with evil. Tiffany with an eye, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for having me. I have to say that.
Well, thank you so much for taking out time to care and share with us. You know, I'm going to always say that we appreciate you, Tiffany. Talk to us today. It's Finding Out Friday. What do we need to share out there today?
Well, here's what I found out. And this is a process over the last 2 days or so. And, you know, because Mercury retrograde is interesting in and of itself. But I think this one was really a transformative one for me. And and I'm sure for everybody, but authenticity is key. You know, we need to be our authentic self. You know, we have so many labels, so many roles that we play, but being truly who you are will gain so many rewards. So all the abundance you're looking for, all the prosperity you're looking for, being you, authentically you, is a good thing. You know, and I know we have family, we have our friends, and they have expectations of us. But when you stand in your own truth, in your own authenticity, things change for the better. So I had to, you know, I went through this whole transformative process of literally cutting people from my past completely out of my life. Like, you know how people, if they are an alcoholic, they stop drinking and they do a cold turkey or smoking or whatever it is. And I think that's what I did. Not as I think, I know. And it was a little hard, but it happened organically and it had to happen so that all these new beginnings that we are all seeing can come. And especially, you know, so it's okay if you, you know, cut those cords, the people who don't serve you well, you know, who don't respect you, who take advantage of you, that want to see you in the light that they want to see you, and you're, as you are not expressing who you really are in your own power. You know, those people are not for you, and sometimes they are family members, sometimes they're friends. Whatever that is, just understand that that process to go through, it is painful, but it's okay. Because when you come out on the other side, it is going to be so totally worth it. So that's what I found out over the last 2 days after coming out of this Mercury retrograde, because Mercury retrograde, it was a very, it was a historic one for me, I think. I think this one was deeper than most, but it was great. And I also found out that there are some people out there that are running for office now, changing the channel, that really are about the people, that really want to do good for the people, and are just average people that have lived in neighborhoods or districts, and whatever that those things that mean something to them mean, you know, a large group of people in their district or in their area have the same concerns, want the same change. So, you know, it's really not about, you know, politics as usual. You go into the booth, you check the box only because you've heard the person's name over and over and over and over again. I really do believe in this cult, in our political culture now, that it's almost like an a la carte thing, right? Go into the box, you might be Republican or Democrat, but you're voting for people who really are going to make the changes necessary for you. And I don't think it'll be very, very interesting how this all comes out after June 7th or after the general. I mean, we'll get past the primary on June 7th, and then we have to make, you know, then we have our final decision of our candidate in November. So, in any of these candidates. So, but in the primary, you know, again, I talk about picking your top three, doing your research, and then, you know, seeing who's out there that has the same agenda, same platform that you want to align with, whatever that is. But make sure you do your homework, because there are some good people out there, and see, you know, do your research, seek those people out, and do what's best for you. Because at the end of the day, no politician knows what's good for you. You know what's good for you and best for you, but nobody else does. And you need to tell people what's best for you. It's like telling people how to treat you. It's like, you know, if someone is disrespectful and they don't communicate, necessarily the way that you need them to communicate with you. Have the conversation, but it's okay to have that conversation, but here's how I'd like to be treated. And if they conform to it, if they align with it, fine. If they don't, that's fine too, but you want people to align with you. So it's okay, you know. You have to tell the politicians what you want. It is time for the people to voice what they want.
Yes.
And what they deserve.
Yes.
Don't tell, you know, don't tell me we don't have any money when you have money.
Right. Right.
Don't tell me you have resources that the people here who are paying taxes and for health care and for what, you know, all the taxes that we pay here in California, that there's no Similac. Well, where is the Similac going is the question. If we don't have it, where is it going? Because, and speaking of taxes, what I found out is that Californians are paying like 51 cents on the gallon for gas in taxes. So not only are you paying for the gas, but the taxes for each gallon that you purchase, 51 cents that will go up to like 54 cents. And it doesn't even make any, it's like, really? That's a, you know what I'm saying? When you think about all the stuff that is happening and how we are being taxed, it's like, okay, well, we can change that.
Yes.
We can change it with our voice.
Yes.
So
your voice is your power, and you're absolutely correct. Tiffany, when and I see it here, then I'm going to always speak on it. And I just would like to chime in on that authenticity. You know, that's very, very, very important to be who you are, because there's so many people that, like you stated, want to make you what they want you to be, okay? And then you cannot really get upset with them because they're only seeing you through their lens and going as far as they can go. They cannot see the big picture, and the big picture is you, and only you know how to frame that picture because it's you. You have to step into your truth. I've never had a problem with being authentic. I like when people say, well, I want to see the real you. I said, no, you don't. Because I got 52 real me. I have 52 personalities that I know of at this particular time. And I put them in slots, and I use them accordingly. So I don't know if you would be able to take all these 52 when they come at you. So what you see and hear is the real me. Clean your glasses and figure it out. But who, like you state, Tiffany, who can speak on your real? Who can tell you? And when you say go and vote, you know, we must vote. We have to right all of these wrongs. And we have to place the person there that are human and care for humans. We're humanitarians. You know, humanitarians have a hard, hard job. Because humanitarians work double duty. They have to work on themselves in order to set their behavior correct and not fall into the humdrum, as we call it, so that they can teach others how to do the same thing. That's a hard job, but it's a rewarding job, and it is a job that you reap your fruit. It's like when you nurture out there. And you continue to nurture, and you're growing, and you're blossoming, and so are others. So it is very, very important for you to pick your three, understand that the political culture has changed. It's totally different. And you and I know that there are many, many people out there that are for the people. There's a member in one of my organizations for school board. And I think she is the only person that has ever ran on the school board that's an actual parent. You got me? So she is much needed there. She is much needed there because she understands the ins and the outs. It's just like going to a foot doctor when you have a toothache. They don't mix, okay? Or what my mother used to tell me, at a young age, if you want to be a physician, you do not hang out in the gym. But I got it, okay? Telling me, look for those persons, like you speak of, people in the communities that are working together, that are the same mindset, that are really trying to move forward and make the change. The change is already here. You just have to solidify it, okay? It's already here. And the struggles that we go through and the hardships that we go through while we're moving into this new beginning is nothing but a springboard to progress. That's all it is. Hardships equals springboards to progress. So I am so glad that you brought that up and mentioning Mercury retrograde was very unique because you had double energies out there. And, you know, it's very hard to speak because when you talk about science and you speak of the universe, most people want to put it in another category. But I like to tell them that we are all cosmos in this universe. And, again, I will say, those stars up there are just not up there blinking, okay? Learn about it. Get into it. Do your research. It'll help you move as they move and when they move. Okay, we're all in this together, everybody. There's no difference. All across the globe, your country is no different than mine. We are all part of this vast, vast universe. And there's a lot of things happening here. And if we come together and we become many in body and one in mind, you will see a lot of changes, okay? So, you know, that's what my motto is. That's what I live by. Many in body, but one in mind. You can say unity, but unity doesn't mean a thing without harmony. It all goes together. So I'm going to get off my pulpit and let you give us a quote here. Tell us, I want you to stay on the line because Nature Queen, she's been traveling. She's going to join us, and I do not want you to leave. Please stay on so we can get a good educational process going here because you know she got something to tell us. I have no idea. Her topic is be still like the water. So that can take you
anywhere.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So it has something to do with the water and what it does. And you know how she brings it because she's that person when things come to her. She has to speak on it. That's why I put those little monkeys out there. You know, hear no evil, say no evil, speak no evil, okay? When it comes down to evil, we can't be a part of it, but we hear it, we see it, and we're definitely going to speak on it. So when she comes on and join us, so please, if you can, I know you're very, very busy out there, just stay on and join us. Tiffany, I'd like to ask you a question. Because you have been in the, we're talking about the votes and the, you know, what's going on out here. And this is the primary. Now, the primary, the big daddy is in November. So when you look at the balance, you're viewing your ballot. You know, you see a sixth term or ending out this term. The ballot is kind of, how can I put it? It can be kind of confusing. So for those who are still researching, really go through those categories very, very thoroughly, okay? Because it can be confusing. And again, just don't check off the name that you see on television, okay? Because I can tell you election and political cultures, they believe in, what do we call it, slamming. Okay, it's a lot of slamming going on out there. And everybody, they're friends. That's one part about the political culture that I cannot deal with, okay? Because, you know, we all have to keep it human. No matter what it is, we have to keep it human. And some of those doggy dog tactics that I'm seeing it does not represent anything human to me. It represents greed. It represents no unity. And it just represents, I'm all about the me story. It's not about the me story anymore. It's about the we and us, and let's get this job done. So I'm going to stop my preaching over here and say June 7th, make sure that you do your part, okay? You can get the change, but you must ask for it, okay? It's not going to come and be brought to you. Ask for what you want, and you shall receive. And the way that you ask for that is through that vote. Your voice and your vote is your power. So I'm going to be quiet over here because we're going to have our Nature Queen come on. But before we take a break song, I'm going to put a little music in between the segments here. Do you have any quote or some last words that you'd like to give up?
Yeah. I actually had to dig up my, you know, quotes, right?
Okay,
I have a quote, right? So in conjunction with being authentic and being yourself, and I'm sorry about the noise in the background. I don't know why people decide to, you know, communicate on a loud level. But if you hear that, it's okay. Oh, okay. To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting off on that. And like I say, go to the mirror every day. And when you wake up and open up your eyes and say, thank goodness I'm here to see another day, kiss yourself. Kiss yourself, because it's very, very important. And then on that note, I'm going to give us a break song and stay on the line because we're going to have Carmelita, our Nature Queen, coming on with us with some interesting stories. Stay tuned.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Cause all that you have is your soul.
Keep that in mind out there. I just wanted to wake you up with that thought process to listen to those lyrics, because all that you have is your soul. And what we have now is Carmelita on the line with us, our Nature Queen. Carmelita, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going?
How is it going? Welcome in. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you. You know we have a lot of gratitude and appreciation for you because you've been up in those clouds, moving around, having fun, just, you know, giving support to those who give support to you. And we are so appreciative that you're coming on with us this evening. So, you know, we got this topic here. I voted as be still like water. You can kind of break it down and tell us exactly how you're going with this. And welcome in.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, we were talking about it earlier, and when I was thinking about my topic for tonight, I decided to talk about water. So I said, be like the water. This was the message that was given to me. And for our listeners out there who are chiming in today, hello. And I just wanted to give you some background on my belief system. I believe wholeheartedly that the universe, our angels, our archangels, our ascended masters, our ancestors, whoever, that they all are always around. They speak to us. They guide us. And they're always there to offer love and support. That's my belief. And in that process, they also communicate to me. They are always trying to help me by warning me, or they will also cheer me on, or they'll give me recommendations, suggestions. But I learned that it's up to me to kind of see, listen, and hear what they're saying I have to see. I have to pay attention. I have to be alert so that I won't miss it and take it as coincidence. And it's usually something that sits in my soul. It's not just, oh, I'm willy-nilly out here. Oh, the angels are talking to me because I see that, or my ascended masters just told me that because that word was over here. No, it's a full thing where it has to resonate. It has to be the thing that I'm saying that it is, but it also has to speak to my spirit. And usually it comes right when I'm having a specific thought. So over the years, I've learned to kind of put all that together, like listen to that still voice. Make sure that I'm paying attention to what I was thinking before I see whatever I believe the angels are saying to me or God or the universe, and then put it all together. So in this instance, I had been, over the course of the last about month and a half, I was in traffic, and I was thinking about what is my next move and how do I really balance myself out? How do I really balance myself out, you know, without, you know, overdoing things or underdoing things? And I kid you not, there was a car in front of me as I was just thinking that thought, hard, be like the water. So my angels, God, sometimes like I talk to anybody else or myself. So I said, be like the water? I didn't quite get the message at that time. I know what water is, but I didn't know why they would be telling me to be like the water. So I took it, though. I held on to it. I heard it. I'm putting it in my memory bank. And so let's fast forward about maybe 2 weeks later or so. My girlfriend and I, who is my friend, we were at the beach. And she begins to tell me how she's from Jamaica, so she's an island girl, and she was just gushing about how she's a water baby and she's used to the water, and they believe, especially her family particularly that lives in Jamaica, they believe that the water is healing, it's powerful, and that's where they go, she said, to kind of rinse off negative energy or bad omens or what have you. And she's just having this conversation with me. She didn't know I had the other experience with the car before. So I took that in as a message. Because I'm like, okay, so be like the water was on that car. Now, 2 weeks later, my friend is sitting here telling me how she's this island girl and they're water babies and they go to the water for healing. And I'm like, okay, check. And then last week, I was in Chicago and we're at the Navy Pier. And anyone who's familiar with the Navy Pier know it's kind of like an industrial made building in the inside. Pipes that you can see. And it's not tacky or anything. It's just part of the design of the building. So up on that pipe, it said, the water is where the healing resides or something to that nature. You can't quote me on that, but it said the healing is in the water. That's exactly what it said. So now that's three times. And one thing about it, when I am listening to my angels, my masters above, if they tell me something three times, I take it very seriously. So now here's the water. That's the topic tonight. So aside, though, from the fact that water makes up 60% of the human adult body, as babies being birthed in gestation, we are residing, we're getting everything we need in water. We're growing, we're birthed in water. We come from the water, okay? So now I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. But water, as we know, also plays a very crucial role in the bodies of other living creatures. Skin hydration and even food movement, meaning put it under a microscope, you will see how the water is moving around within its cells to cause it to what? Grow. You know, it's what's causing the food to grow. Of course, it requires other elements, but the water is playing a major role in that food development. But so we know that a lot of us do know that its molecular structure is composed of one oxygen atom and two hydrogen atoms. That's what makes it the H2O that we see sometimes. And I think that's so critical to know, because that's what makes water a universal solvent. So as I began to do my research on water, I said, let me just look at what the attributes are. And we all can do this. I'm not doing anything special. I just looked up on Google, what are the attributes of water? And, of course, there's many, but a few that I wanted to focus on tonight was the fact that it is polar as humans, as well as applicable to giving us some instruction or direction or insight, information. Again, for me, I listen to my ascended masters more than I listen to the news. So I thought that, you know, water being polar is what makes it a universal solvent. But what that means is the way that it's structured. The way that water is structured in itself is what makes it universal. It's what makes it have the ability to go anywhere and be exactly what it is, right? And then the second attribute that I appreciated about water is the fact that it has a high surface tension. A high surface tension is what makes the property, it allows the water to resist external forces. Its ability to have that surface tension makes it, it allows it to resist external forces. So then the third thing I like about water is its high specific heat capacity. And this refers to the amount of heat required to raise its temperature, right? So it takes about 4,200 joules to raise the temperature of water by 1 degree Celsius. That's not a lot. So, and to put that into perspective, it takes more heat energy to raise the temperature of water than it would to raise the temperature of a block of aluminum. So aluminum is easier to melt or to transform than water. And I thought that was very interesting. So then the fourth attribute that I found very interesting is its strong cohesive and adhesive properties. And this basically refers to its level of attraction. It has a strong force to attract things that are just like it. So anything that's structured in nature that has H2O or, I'm sorry, a hydrogen and oxygen, it will attract that. But it's also adhesive, meaning it'll also attract other molecules that it's not like. So it attracts like and unlike molecules. And that's a very serious thing, because if you break things down to the cellular level, they fit together like a puzzle. So if it's something that's unlike it, it shouldn't fit, you know, it shouldn't come together, but water is able to make that happen. The other attribute, I'm going to go over two more, it's high, which means it takes a lot, basically, like a whole lot of lower temperatures for it to change its state. And the final one that I found interesting was its high amphoteric, I think I'm saying that right, amphoteric property. It has the ability to either be an acid, so it can act as an acid in the body, or it can be alkaline. So it could be either one of those things. It could be an acid, or it could come in to neutralize the acid. So when we circle back and we apply this, because now I'm thinking, okay, here's all these attributes. Of course, there's many, many more, but these are just a few that we're going to talk about tonight. So then I began to apply it to what that original instruction was to me, was to the water, right? So now I'm like, okay, so water is polar. It's universal. It can go anywhere and be exactly who it said or what it is supposed to be. It doesn't allow the environment to change it. Okay, that's a real thing. That's a good quality. So when we apply it to the state of humanity, that's saying you're a genuine person. That says you're living in your purpose. You're walking. You know who you are. You know, you don't change with the weather. you're grounded, you're rooted. And I loved that. And water is grounded and rooted. And it has that high surface tension, right? And that's basically saying that it resists external forces. Nothing can come into water and convince it to be something other than what it chooses to be. I think that's,
wow.
That's a powerful place to be when you can resist external forces, especially in a society that we are finding ourselves in today. For me, a lot of when I think of external forces, of course there's the negative neighbor or the negative family member or the famine well or the bad food or the bad drinking, but I also believe that it could be anything that jeopardizes or threatens your well-being. And so now if you're like the water, you have a high surface tension, you have a high capacity to resist the external news that's telling you how you should live your life, because you are already connected to your own body of knowledge and information. Of course, we have to remain open to other ways of being or other bodies of knowledge, in my opinion, but you have that all inside. You understand that. That's what it means to me when we translate high surface tension and apply it to us in our everyday life. So then when we talk about water having high specific heat capacity, that means that you're not just going to come in and cause it to boil, to cause it to get all up in arms and change its state. You're going to have to really bring the heat. You're going to have to really bring the pressure for it to decide to change. It's so important for us, especially those of us who find ourselves working in corporate America, and we have to dance to the tune that we might not even play at home, and or when we're raising children, or we're looking to advance in our life in whatever way, we are able to now take whatever comes in that, and that means in a bad meaning, the things that we might not find honorable or the things that may be off-putting to us. We have a high capacity to deal with things that make us angry or that we don't like. Man, I said, if I could be like the water, I would, I could really make some things happen when I can take myself, take the I out, and talk about we, talk about the team, not just about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then when we talk about water's ability to be both cohesive and adhesive, think about if you're universal and you're going from place to place to place, you have the ability to attract things that are like you, so the people, the places and things that you value, that you like, that you identify, that make you happy, that make you excited about life, you attract that as well. But you also have the capacity to deal with those things that you don't like and that you might not find that entertaining, because sometimes we are required to be in positions or environments that may be boring or that we might find that it just doesn't suit us in whatever fashion. We might feel that we are more educated or we already have that experience. But if you're able to attract both things that are like yourself and not, so then you're thriving in a state of harmony, a constant state of harmony, because whatever comes your way, you're able to deal with that. And I thought that was powerful. So then with the last two, the fact that it has that's going to go causing it to change its state. So it takes a high threshold for heat and a high threshold for cold. But what it does do is it can act in any way, right? It can be acidic. It can be alkaline because of its amphoteric properties. So it can do all these different things, but the final thing is it can change. Whatever comes its way, it's living in reality. It's dealing with what's there. So it will change its state when it's necessary. Okay. especially if I'm being like the water, when I'm in a certain position, I can change my state as needed. And that brings me, that makes me think of like when I would listen to my mother talking on the phone. Now, she would, just 2 seconds before picking up the phone, she'd be in the background, "Y'all kids, pick up these toys and get this stuff out of my living room and clean this stuff up." And as soon as the phone rings, she would pick it up. "Hello? Oh, yes, hey."
Okay.
"Hey." And I'm thinking, okay, wow, Mom, so you just really changed it up. So that's why I wanted to talk about water tonight, because I think it's just such a, it's a, such a powerful, what would I say? I would call it like an idol, maybe, if we were to personify it, something to be like, you know, something to model ourselves from. Because some people say, oh, when I look into society, I can't find a hero. I can't find a role model. Well, there's water. Water's there for you to teach you all, you know, to give you an example of all these great things. So that's what I feel about water. And I'm so glad that I received those messages, because now I'm paying far more attention to it. And I'm also working on that. You know, I'm working on just that, is being more like the water.
Well, you know, we know how you tune in and how you share with us. And I what an education here. Yeah, you know, be like the water. And one thing about water that we know, when it starts moving, you cannot control it. You know, if you're dealing with a flood, water will save you, and water will also kill you. Okay, it just depends on what area you're in it. But say if there's a flood in your home, you want to jump on that water and stop it as quickly as you can, because it can go in many, many, many directions. You know, it might start over here in this corner, that little leak or that little drop, but within the next few minutes, it could be over in the next room. So I kind of like that topic, and the more I hear about it, Nature Queen, it's like, we like to be like water, and there's a saying, you want to have faith like water and not like fire. You know, people think it's the hot flame, that you move like a flame. Well, you know, a flame can be docile, can it? Okay. So now with you sharing this, is letting me see, now I'm beginning to understand that quote, that you have to have faith like water. It's making sense to me now, because like I said, we want to burn and have a burning flame, but that flame can be bounced out or smudge it out in any minute. Try to stop that water. And from these six things that you told us about, you know, the healing, it can go anywhere, the high surface, the heat capacity, the strong cohesiveness, the high freezing, and that word that you cannot pronounce, and I'm not going to even try, you know, attacking the like and the unlike. It has been an education here. I have Tiffany with an eye, like you say, see, hear, and say it. Tiffany is on the line. I don't know how, if Tiffany would like to make a comment. You know, you love it when you're on here with Nature Girl. Can we hear from you for a moment? We got a few moments here. You know, I like to stretch it out with you guys. Huh? Are you there, Tiffany? Seemed like she stepped away. Tiffany? Tiffany.
Oh, I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just calling. Tiffany, I say she stepped away. I heard something. I said she probably went to get her a cup of tea. But Carmelita is still on, and I know how you guys like to bounce it back and forth. And we have a little time here. Well, what is your take on? You have any questions for Carmelita? You know she always takes us to that nature scene.
I know, Carmelita, you do. You know, you said a lot, but I think the thing that resonated with me, and I kind of had a conversation with someone today about, you know, we do so many things, we're at jobs we may or may not like, and just having the ability to move and navigate through that. Like, you might know you need to stay there for a while until you find out what it is that you're passionate about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Very, very important. I mean, you know, We all have lives. We know and need to know how to do all that. So that was really what resonated with me. And Carmelita, you always bring the real. And in all honesty, I was like, oh my goodness. I was trying to digest everything. But what you said was great. And
thank you.
You know, I'm just sitting over here. I'm over here grinning and laughing because I love both of you guys. And if I get an opportunity to have you come on at the same time, because it's sort of like you're very, very similar, you know, like earlier Tiffany was saying, you know, authenticity, be yourself, be beautiful. You want to know what beauty is, it's yourself. And Carmelita, you're talking about be like water, okay? And after hearing these different attributes of water, you're going to send me to Google. I want to find out a little bit more about it.
Water is so powerful.
Yes. And it heals, it saves you, and it will also take you out of here. Okay? And when we were speaking of water, and I always reflect back to when I speak about my mom, because, you know, we always celebrate and I always say that we called her Jetty. Well, that Jetty is what leads out into the ocean. And she was strong like that Jetty, but that water would push her on that Jetty for years and years to come. And that Jetty would never go anywhere, okay? So as you were speaking of water, I was thinking about Jetty, which is my mom, you know, because she's sitting out there in that ocean too. You know, whenever I hear water, I think about the Jetty that's out there. So this has been very, very interesting, you know, and Carmelita, you do listen. You listen to your ancestors, the birds, the butterflies.
You have to.
Into nature. And that's why I always like you to come on to show the importance of us getting acquiring that ear and cleansing our lens and pay attention, because everything is a message out there. Everything
is a message, and that's what I wholeheartedly believe, and that's all I'm looking to convey tonight, is that while we're talking about being like water, it's really about paying attention to that with what is within the ether that's around you, that is communicating all the time to all of us. And I don't know, I won't put any labels on it for other people. I told you who I thought it was, you know, my angels, my ascended masters, my ancestors. That is a lot. It's very heavy. But I put it out there because these are heavy times for a lot of people. And for me, I already know I'm thriving. This is a time in my life when I've been at my high point. This is not a low point for me. I've already come through a low point. I'm ascending. And if I'm ascending, that really means that it has a lot to do with that divine thing that I'm connected to. And it's not me tooting my own horn. I'm just blessed to acknowledge it. We all have it, though. So it's about acknowledging that, and there's examples, tools, they're out here for us, and the water being one. So with all those attributes, like I said, there's many attributes, just like there's many attributes to our own selves. However, we focused on just a few today, and we were looking to apply those attributes to ourselves as human beings. And I truly do believe that water is also living. It's a living thing. It's a living being. And it's right there for us. That's all I'm saying, especially those of us who live in Southern California. We have beaches all around. Yeah. So the water's there for us to go to praise, to see, and to learn from. So, yeah.
And it's also creative energy. Like you notice in all the movies how a writer goes by the water to create a story or a script, or you just need creative energy to heal, so you go take a walk at the beach. And it's amazing, but then it can be treacherous at the same time, as you were saying, mm-hmm. Linda.
That's
but
right.
I agree with you, Carmelita. This is a time of ascension. I think we've all gone through a lot of things, and it is a time of ascension. We are embracing change, and we should, because it's here. Like, there's no need to fear, to have that anxiety, to be in the fight or flight mode. All of that has changed. The atmosphere has totally changed. And so we are in a very creative environment in which the element of water is very important. I love the water, live by the water, and I have to have water to create. And it brings, it's just so calming. It's just so soothing. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's an element that is much like anything else. It can nourish you. It does a lot of things, and you're absolutely right. So I'm just so excited that you said we are ascending because, and you feel that you're ascending. And no, that is not a boastful thing at all to say, because we are there, and we have to own that, own where we are. Now, some of us have not, this is not including myself, and I'm sure neither one of you, but there are some people out there that are still struggling with the healing process. And the healing process, you know, it's transformative. It can bring pain, but pain brings strength, and you overcome things. But those of us who have already done all that work, transformed our lives, you know, we are coming out of the ashes like Phoenix, it is our time. You know what I'm saying, Carmelita? It is our time. Embrace it, own it, accept it, whatever you have to do, but it's here to stay, and it's here to stay for a long time. Because we are in the age of Aquarius, which is all about love, it will stay for a very long time. Love is where we are right now, and through love, everything must be. It cannot be through animosity, jealousy, envy, any of those things. It has to be out of love. And when you create out of love. So it is a very special time, Carmelita.
Yeah,
thank you so
totally
much for sharing.
Yeah, and I think what you said earlier when you, I did hear your quote, and I think that when you know about yourself, you're always promoting that self-love. And I've done a lot of healing work, and quite honestly, I'm still in it. I wish I could say that I'm out of it, but that's why I pay more attention so that I could really heal myself. And this one with the water, you know, they said that's where the healing is. It was a specific message to be like the water, and that is where the healing is. So yeah, I'm a constant work in progress, and still working on that healing. Years and years of trauma, come to find out. I don't think I'm unique in that way, but deep trauma. And so,
oh no, we all have had deep trauma. Trust me, nobody, everybody walking on this planet is a product of some form of trauma. We just don't. A lot of people don't realize that they're suffering from trauma. They just think that it's business as usual and life goes on and you just suppress the pain and you keep moving through and not realizing they are in a state of trauma. So when you understand that, and of course, I'm not totally perfect myself. I haven't, but I have done some transformative work and I have come out of a lot of things. And I can, you know, probably write a book on my own. But it is such an amazing thing to go through a process, to have your experiences, to share them with others who may go through the same thing as you, and help them out of that. Because we're here to share our experiences with other people on this planet so that we know how to get the best version of ourselves. So, again, people just don't understand that they're in trauma and in childhood experiences, and it goes very, very deep. It can go to different generations and the lineage be quite long, and you've got to clear all that. And think about coming in as that person has had to clear the generational, you know, all that generationally. That's a lot, but it can be done.
Yeah, that's very deep, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what you said is so true. And I think a lot of families, particularly African American and maybe other, I'm just speaking from the African American population because that's who I am and that's who I identify with most, but definitely others as well. But I think our plight is quite different. And so I agree wholeheartedly that there's a lot we have to consider, and a lot of us, because I sure didn't know I was depressed or traumatized. I didn't know, you know, so I'm happy that I know now so that I can fix it and be more mindful, you know.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, well, thank you for that insight, Tiffany with an I.
Yep, that's my Tiffany.
You know, Linda gave me that.
Yeah, I did. I said Tiffany with an I, you know, because I've known her a while, and I just watch how she operates, and I'm so glad that you guys was on, because what you were speaking of, Carmelita, about ascending, we had just had that conversation about 30 minutes before, earlier today, okay, about ascending and about what we've gone through and why we are here, okay, because this is the new beginning. And we have been strengthening and going through all of these challenges so that we can be like that water, you know, spin on a dime, change on a dime, put that smile on, put that growl on right behind it. And I don't know if this was a gift for me. I can do that very well. And because I do that very well, I'm just known as Sybil, okay? Because I have all those, and then people take them as personalities, and they are personalities because they're your survival tasks, and you have to be able to blend with the wind, as I say. When I say blend with the wind, you don't let yourself allow yourself to be blown like a leaf on a tree. So you have to stand in it, and in order to stand in it, you have to keep yourself balanced, because there's many, many, many out there that are trying to break your ankles and take you off your throne, as I say. Okay, but I tell my youth when I talk with them, look, you might have that crown on your head, and it might be lopsided, but you're still holding on to that throne, and don't you ever forget that. And they say, well, what you mean by that, Miss Linda? It don't matter if your crown is lopsided. Keep in mind you're still holding on to your throne, and you squeeze it real tight. And maybe a year later they'll come back and say, I see what you mean. I see what you meant about that. So when you're able to spin on that dime, as I say, like your mom, be raising all kind of sand, and then just pick up that sweet, nice voice. It's just like in an argument with someone, and someone steps up to you, and you put a smile on your face. That is called inner human adjustment, okay? And you adjust for any occasion and any time. So when people say to me, we want to see the real you, well, clean your glasses. You didn't what you did here. I said, because I got this 52 of me, and I don't know if you can take them all at the same time. That's why I'm called Sybil. So you learn it at an early age. That's a survival pack. That's your survival. You learn how to work through it and not be so harsh with it as you wise up, as you mature. And speaking of trauma, like both of you, Tiffany sometimes listens in. Stephanie comes on Tuesday, Tell It Tuesday, and we have been doing a whole month of trauma. Trauma versus all types of things, where it comes from. So I will send you guys that information. I know you've been traveling, Carmelita, so you haven't had time to tune in, but she's been speaking on trauma and mental illness and trauma and sexual abuse. We're all traumatized. We were traumatized in our mother's wombs, okay? We were traumatized then because whatever our moms were going through, that was cast on us. You have to listen to it. So I'm glad that we brought the story up, but I'm going to the beach tomorrow. I got my flip-flops hanging on the door because you guys are going to make me go to the beach and stretch my arms out and continue to create this happiness and further healing. If you'd like to join, give me a call and let me know. We don't have to go to a crowded beach. I know where some spots are, you know, that it's real nice and real peaceful, unless you just want to see a lot of activity, but I'm going to relax. So we can talk about that. I would love to be with the both of you ladies tomorrow and stick my toes in the sand. That's something we need to do. We all need to continue to heal over here. I am so happy that this is Find It Out Friday, and I have two persons on at the same time that are so like-minded, that are mindful of others, and are strictly nature people and humanitarians. We're all humanitarians over here, everybody, so go to Google and find out what we really do, because we like candles. Mm-hmm. We like candles. And we know that when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter and lighter. And it is time to ascend. So can we say, Spotty, you know, rev up the engines. We need to travel somewhere and take this information to someone across the waters. We forgot to say that waters connect. Continents, water. I love it. Tomalita, you hit it on the spot. And on that note, ladies, I'm going to say we're going to close out. We will talk about our beach trip. Tomalita, Nature Queen, we love you. Keep flowing like that water. Tiffany, with an eye, keep saying, and keep hearing. I get the job done. But the most important thing is I complete everything that I start. And on this show, we put hear, see, and say no evil. And that is exactly what we're about. So I'm going to take you out with this happy song. I love you, ladies. Let's talk later on. Get your flip-flops ready. We need to go make a pallet at the beach tomorrow. We need further healing. I love you. Listeners, have a great week. Thank you.
Clap your hands, sing a happy song. In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know. Change is gonna come. I see it now.
Observant, but most so, stay kind. Keep your eyes out for those that are having some hard times out there. It's a lot of mental illness going on. Keep your eyes open. Reach out. Give them a smile. And give yourself a smile, too, because we're all going through it. And I'm going to leave you with this. Tune in with us for Mindful Monday. Tiffany with an I'll be back. And we always have things to give you to be aware of and to stay mindful of. We love you out here, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay safe.
Don't wait. song worth singing.